Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now in studio. And he has already approved of something that we have done. Former TNA World Champion, it is Mike Santana. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's not going great, Mike, because... I told you to go to the wrong place. I just want to be really honest because we're going to hype up the debut on AMC next month, which is going to be at the Colwell Center. Yep. And I live in Garland, so I'm really pumped about that. Perfect. And then y'all got the pay-per-view a couple days after that. But will you please forgive me for sending you to our old address as we have clearly moved to a new studio?
It's all good, man. We got here. It's a great morning. We're in studio. Let's get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have, I believe, approved of the bracket we have put together for 1220 for the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah, you got some classics on here, man.
Like, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man. I would have to say, only because it's a big piece of my childhood and just a nostalgia, and also it being a huge, tradition for my dad and I.
Okay.
That we watched in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. every Christmas Eve, since I could remember my first, memories, my dad and I would watch A Christmas Story for 24 hours on
you
TNT.
You should probably beat up the morning show then, because they said some very unscrupulous things about The Christmas Story.
But they would have sent you to the right studio. So I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Fair.
So there is so much going on with TNA. There's so much going on for you personally.
Yes,
I guess we need to start with what's most immediate. Top of mind is the partnership with NXT, and then I guess, or the WWE, and the TNA-NXT cage match that people can check out tonight, I do believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where can people find that, and what are we looking at this evening?
Right now, it's going to air on TNA Plus and on Access TV for now. And, what a ride it's been working with NXT, right? A lot of great moments, a lot of things that fans have been excited about, and it's been a wild ride, to say the least. But as you know, if you've been following the show, they got a little price to pay. So now they're locked in a cage with me, so poor them.
What? Yeah, exactly. What? I know people will watch and you might think you understand, but what are the actual ramifications of going through a steel cage match and how your body feels, and maybe mentally too, I guess?
I definitely, for me personally, whenever I go into any match, especially a match that I know it's going to take its toll, I put myself in a different space mentally, and I just try to think of the guy that I used to be before I got into wrestling. You know what
okay,
I mean?
What was that guy like?
Oh, it's not
for
a good
people
guy.
That don't
not
know.
A good,
yeah.
Not a good guy. Not a good guy. No, I, you know, as a kid growing up in New York City, you know, my life was a whirlwind, to say the least, you know, especially as a kid coming up. I did anything not to be home. My home life wasn't the greatest. So, unfortunately, a kid like me, he tried to find love in the street where that's the worst place to find love, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I got into some trouble. I did some things that I wasn't so proud of. But overall, I'm thankful that I learned from it and I saved my life, and I'm here now. So,
do you feel like you've been able to use your popularity and platform over the years to kind of like spread that message
Absolutely.
To a lot of people who probably need to hear it?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest, you know, ups about what I've been doing and just the trajectory that I've been on is that I get to help people with my story, you know. And I always said if I didn't get into wrestling, I wanted to do something that was going to help people. And thankfully, yeah. fortunately, I was able to realize that wrestling is my platform to help people. So whenever I can, I try to do that. And especially, like, you know, my my time and going through rehab and just working through myself, like, I learned that the greatest gift that I could offer to someone is the gift that was freely given to me, and that's hope, and that's, you know, all the things that help build me.
It feels like sometimes, unfortunately, hope can be in short supply
of course.
For so many people out there.
I mean, there's just so much negativity in the world.
Right.
If there was more people that spread positivity, then it would be all right.
So how do you deal with that? So, for example, because I know you deal with it on a far broader scale, but whether it's Twitch, YouTube, or we have a fan text right here, people mm-hmm. will say things that you know face-to-face you never say to me.
Yeah,
I slap
exactly.
the taste out of your mouth. Yeah, exactly. But, like, how do you deal with that, that you want to know how fans feel about how you're doing, how about the product, the company, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of crap in there,
I mean,
too.
You know, I always say everyone is entitled to their opinion, right? Like, a wrestling fan, you're a paying customer. So
sure.
you could cheer, you could boo. That's your right. So I just see it as such, and it is what it is. Not everybody is going to like everything. And,
right.
And you know, I take it as it comes and let the negativity just, you know, it's noise. So.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to
talk. Well, you said rehab. Was that what kind of rehab was? Was it physical rehab or
no? It was for drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol. Yeah. Well, what's because look, we hear about that. You know, sports not so much as we used to back in the day. Wrestlers, we hear all kinds of stuff. What was kind of the, you know, because we don't really necessarily see the stuff that goes on that you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, the painkillers, the beating y'all take on a regular basis to mm-hmm. do the stuff that you do. What was your rock bottom, and when did you know, all right, I got a problem, I need to do something about this?
My rock bottom was right before I went into rehab. My daughter wrote a Christmas list to Santa, and on that Christmas list, she asked for her dad to stop.
Really?
And that was
how old was your daughter?
My daughter at the time was 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was to me my rock bottom.
Yeah.
That was when I realized, okay. I had realized I had a problem way
yeah.
before that. I was on a 3-year spiral since my dad had passed away in 2020.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, when I was a kid, I dealt with many things.
Sure.
And we're not taught how to properly deal with them.
You just push through.
Exactly.
That's
and
it.
My mom, you know, single teenage mom,
yeah.
I grew up with the mentality of like, yo, you go through what you go through, you keep it pushing.
That's it.
Right?
That's
and there's
it.
No other option.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, it will.
You know, so that's exactly what happened. When my dad passed away, I felt like the soda bottle that's been shaking finally
yeah.
popped.
Yeah.
And all those things that I went through that I didn't deal with came to the surface. And now it was like I didn't have the tools to know how to cope and know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
So what did I do? Something that was normal for me, and that was drugs and alcohol, right? Addiction, unfortunately, runs in my family.
Sure, 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 sure.
And knowing that it's a hereditary disease and stuff like that, so that was what I turned to, unfortunately. And, you know, I went through what I went through, and then the injury happened. I had a knee injury, and yeah. I had to get surgery. I was out for 14 months, and that was like the toughest 14 months of my life.
So you're trying to get sober, and your career is on pause, and I'm sure wrestling is the same way with professional 100%. Sports, where they're like, look.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. No one wants you around. You're in the training room by yourself. So what did you take away? Like, because, look, you could have relapsed, and I'm sure 100%. They're giving you – plus they're giving you pain pills, I'm sure, on top of that. Mm-hmm. So how did you get through all that?
I knew that it was going to get worse before it got better.
Okay.
Right? And during that time was when – I hit the darkest time of my life.
Yeah.
And but once I got into rehab and I went through the detox, I was like, first and foremost, I never want to go through that again.
Sure.
That was probably the worst pain that I've ever dealt with, right? But I wanted to get clean.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's
got
a big
clean.
Difference, right?
100%. If you don't want it, it's not going to happen.
A lick of difference.
Yeah.
So, do you think people get confused about that? Because I feel like people will be like, "Oh, you got to do it for this. You got to do it for that."
No, you can't.
Like, if you're not doing it for you, it's never going to work.
It's not going to work. And that was the thing. Like, yes, my daughter writing that Santa note was my rock bottom, and of course, I wanted to get clean for her.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other, of course, my career and my life. But ultimately, I wanted to do it for me, because. Like, her mom sat me down before I went.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Went into rehab, and she pretty much gave me a kick in the butt. And she was like, listen.
Baby mamas will do that now.
100%. 100%.
I got one.
Listen, and she sat me down, and she was like, listen, you were a poor Puerto Rican kid from the projects, and look what you were able to do with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, she's known me since I was 16 years old. She saw me at my worst when I was out there. So she was like, yo, you're going to throw it all away for that? Like, you created an amazing life for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, your daughter doesn't have to worry about going through anything close to what you went through, and you're going to throw it away because of that? Like, come on.
How did you, question I got is, how did you shift from survival mode to I deserve and belong here mode?
Man, by learning how to love myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I lived my entire life in survival mode.
Yeah.
And I thankfully got to a point where I realized I don't have to anymore, because I made it. I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now it's just maintaining, and it's enjoying what I've built and what I've been able to do. You know, like, for so long, especially in wrestling, I've accomplished so many things that like, I, you know, I'm not one to brag, but I've done some pretty amazing things and accomplishments in my career.
Yeah.
And but I feel like during that time, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
because I was just caught up in the what's next, and also dealing with my own personal stuff, right?
Yeah.
And thankfully now I make sure that I take the time to look back and reflect and be in the moment, you know, and that's been such a difference.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, if you don't want to brag on your accomplishments,
we can
most certainly do that. You had a ton of tag team success for years and years and years. The transition over to being a singles wrestler, former TNA world champion, not too far removed from that. Yeah. But what is that like in terms of shifting your cardio, but also shifting your mentality to know, like, in a match, there's not just somebody you can reach out to, maybe.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to take this leap before I even got hurt. So when I got hurt and all the things happened and I finally got clean and I got myself together, I got myself in that gym and I got myself in that ring. And once the doctor had cleared me with my knee to get in the ring, literally the next day, I started training.
How long till you, because this is a question we talk about a lot with like the Cowboys or whoever else, how long until you trusted that knee? Like, I know you're cleared physically, but how long until you were like, I can do it?
So my surgeon, he's a great guy. His name was Andrew. He dealt with the Eagles and the Mets. So he was like top of the line, right?
Yeah.
So he would say the same thing. Like, it's going to take you a while before you start to trust yourself. And he's absolutely right. I think for me, it took about a year before I was like, okay, I got this now.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, it was like I was constantly worried about, oh, man, I don't want to slip up. I don't want to, you know. And I had that big brace. I was wearing that big brace when I came back. But after a year, it was go time. Like, and it was weird because – it wasn't something that I was like, woke up and I was like, oh, I'm good. You know, it was like, there was a match where I was in and I was like, oh, let's go. You know, it's a wrap.
Okay. We hear that if players will say they made a cut and didn't think about it.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They're like, oh, I'm good.
I'm back.
All right. We're talking with Mike Santana from TNA Wrestling right here on 105.3 The Fan. You made reference to Impact Tonight being on Axis, TNA Plus, but this is a big transition kind of period for the company as well. You guys are about a month, actually maybe exactly a month, from moving over to Impact on AMC, and that starts here in the Metroplex at the Curtis Culwell Center in Garland, and they all have the Genesis pay-per-view 2 days later. How is this an awkward time for the company, or is it just a time of excitement that, you know, hopefully we found our new TV home and we're going to be doing some live stuff and everything like that?
I think it's probably the best moment in the company's history.
Wow.
I'd honestly say that.
And it's a storied history with TNA.
100%. Ross and I were in the car and we were talking about like almost 25 years, right, of greatness, but also, is this company going to survive, right?
Sure.
Like a lot, like every year. A lot of that. But it's definitely an exciting time and everyone is excited, like at the company and everyone. I think what's the beautiful thing that's gotten us here is that everyone is working towards a common goal. Everyone has the same mindset, and that's to keep this growing. When you're at a TNA show, especially in the back, like everyone is working.
Yeah.
Like there's no one sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that us being in the position that we're in and going into this new year and this new TV deal is just a testament to all the hard work and dedication that we've all put in, you know, and I'm excited and to be in the position that I'm in within the company and just like be one of the guys that's spearheading this into the new era is a huge deal for me.
And then from a professional standpoint, you get your crowning moment at pay-per-view, world champion, and then not that long afterwards, it gets taken away from you. Mm-hmm. How does that drive you personally, professionally?
Oh, it makes me want it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I've learned about myself and my life and just going through the things that I've gone through is that I thrive in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Like I live in that pressure. So I don't look at obstacles as blocks. I look at them as opportunities to grow and to learn. And that's exactly how I'm looking at this situation, you know.
Now, we've had a ton of TNA wrestlers on the show over the years, and I always love their answer to this question. We talked about it a Caldwell Center, January 15th and January 17th for Impact Live for the Genesis pay-per-view. You can go to CurtisCaldwellCenter.com for tickets. You can check out TNAWrestling.com. That will guide you right to the spot to buy tickets. A lot of people, I know y'all are making progress, will think wrestling WWE. What would you tell people that have never been to a TNA wrestling show, why they should come check it out, be at the Caldwell Center? Maybe both nights.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting the best of every world of pro wrestling, I feel like. TNA offers something for every kind of wrestling fan, I think. And not just speaking because I'm there, but it's the truth, and I feel like it's always done that, right?
Yeah.
There's a little something for everyone. And I think, especially because of what we've been through and just all the hard work that it's taken to get here, everyone is just so driven, right? And I feel like every match on the card is trying to top the last.
Yeah.
And that's so important. And
well, I was going to say, I'm so sorry. It is worked. Our former co-host, Mike Bassick, who is now one of the play-by-play guys for the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm. he went to the pay-per-view last year, took his nephews, and he freaking loved it.
Yeah.
And then he started asking me questions. He's like, have you heard of this person? I was like, yes, Mike. I'm the one who told you to go to this show. But like, he just caught not wrestling fever, but TNA fever.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's got to be cool to hear. And that's like the hope, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the beauty of this whole AMC deal is that we're going to be in more homes and more eyes are going to get to see all the hard work that we've been putting in.
Yeah. So you can watch Thursday Night Impact on AMC January 15th and every Thursday going forward. But I would really recommend going to the Curtis Caldwell Center. That is a great venue for wrestling.
Yes, it
as
is.
Well.
Yes, it is.
And I know you guys have been there before. That Thursday, January 15th, the Genesis pay-per-view, January 17th. Fred, you need to see both so you can see the continuation.
Is it Garland, right?
That's right. That's right.
Shout out to Garland.
CurtisCaldwellCenter.com, TNAWrestling.com for more information or if you want to buy tickets. Anything else you want to add?
Is Big Pun the greatest Puerto Rican rapper of all time?
Absolutely. There's no question.
Fair enough.
I mean, who else?
Where are you at on King of New York?
King of New York?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Absolutely.
I thought you meant rappers.
No,
damn.
No.
I was going to say the King of New York.
That might be a
always
good question for a separate segment.
Yeah, yeah. The King of New York will always and forever be Nas. But
Okay.
But
I appreciate that.
But the movie, I mean, come on.
You'd be amazed at the number of people that don't know that movie.
Come on.
You'd be amazed at the number of people that don't know King of New York and who Frank White is.
Yeah, come on. Get it together.
Just saying.
Put that on the list.
Yeah.
Watch King of New York.
I mean, Homicide used to always call himself the Latin Frank White. So.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.